Next performer. Get excited. Our next performer this evening is Sarah Noble, a volunteer at MOXA. She is an HR boomer by day and a fierce advocate for survivors by night. As a survivor of childhood sexual violence, Sarah knows that the impact this trauma has not only on the victims, but also family and friends that love them. As a survivor speaker at MOXA, she uses her story and voice to shine a light on the need for community partners and advocates working together to end sexual violence in our community. Put your hands together for Sarah. A daycare full of victims times one rapist divided by a lousy insurance policy. That equals $9,644. That's how much my pain was worth. I was only 3 years old. My parents scrambled to figure out the next steps. They got me to the right therapist. They advocated for me to the prosecution, attended his hearings. They did everything right. But they blamed themselves for not knowing, tried to move on from the shame, bottling up their feelings, throwing them as far as the waves of guilt could take them, carefully cultivating a home where we couldn't speak about it. MOXA could have helped. By elementary school, I had suppressed the abuse entirely. I would see the other kids, the other victims that went to daycare with me. We'd lock eyes in the hallway at school events. I couldn't remember where I knew them from, but I loved the connection. My dad brought me a packet before one of the hearings. Victim impact statement for children and young people. Please write or draw anything you would like the judge to know about how you feel. How I feel? I'm only in fourth grade, coming to realize that those nightmares I have are actually memories. The villain was actually real. The monster actually did those things to me. But what can I do? I can't tell my parents, and my sister is just a little kid. I'll just swallow it and keep it inside. Maybe if I try hard, maybe if I'm good enough, maybe if I'm the best, this feeling will go away. And it did, for a long time. MOXA could have helped with that. Freshman year of college, she was released from prison 5 years early on good behavior. Good behavior? Wasn't I good enough? Good enough for this not to happen? What if he comes after me? I live in the same city and still have the same name. I know. If I just run fast enough, he won't be able to catch me. If I keep the lights on at night, the monster can't hide under my bed. I'll quit my job. I'll quit going to class. That's it. I'll just eat, sleep, survive. That's how I'll make it to tomorrow. MOXA could have helped with that. I finally stumbled into a support group, then into therapy. Finally connecting my trauma to my shame, putting a shiny new name on what I'm going through. Complex post-traumatic stress disorder. Now surrounded by people I can disclose my story to without judgment. No wide eyes, no fearful tones, just empathy and support. A room full of sexual violence survivors sharing their journey of healing, learning from one another. Healing is messy, facing your past. So hard. You don't walk out of therapy healed, you walk out of therapy with a bag of tools to use. It's up to the survivor to figure out how to operate them correctly. I'm using these tools to break down my wall of shame, brick by brick. Healing takes time, but it's working. MOXA could have helped with that. My survival story and I have been going strong for years now. We've passed our silver anniversary, but it didn't give me a loving piece of jewelry. It tried to give me a used survivor band-aid that's lost its sickness and won't quite stay on. You see, survival is a badge of horror that never fades away. Even after all this time, you can still see the scars. But that same time has brought me peace, love, courage, and a voice. MOXA is.